Tiny township, stop the build. Opposition to the incoming administration center seems to have suffered a major defeat. On Wednesday evening, group members learned their hopes that a referendum might be ordered by the province just isn't happening. Citing concerns of Ice Age grass as a species at risk, the Stop the Build group fought to halt the project. In October, a petition with nearly 7,700 names was submitted to the province asking for support in their request for a referendum. In December, it was denied. The response letter from Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Paul Calandra was included in the recent Committee of the Whole meeting, and a deputation early in the meeting by resident Boris Kowalski focused on the final paragraph from the letter. Elected municipal officials are accountable to their residents for their decisions. I encourage the Tiny Township Council and its residents to continue their dialogue and work together to reach a resolution on this matter, wrote Calandra. Kowalski pleaded with council to consider a compromise with the opposition, and when asked by Count Dave Brunel what would be an alternative to a referendum, Kowalski reiterated that a referendum would be best but public information sessions at an arena could suffice. Later in the meeting, Brunel sided with Kowalski's interpretation and read a prepared question asking if council recognized a need for resolution on the matter. Other members of council disagreed with interpretations of the final paragraph by Brunel and Kowalski, and instead listed the ways they had gone out of their way to engage with residents since the process began, including making studies available before being required, and lowering design costs of the project as per opposition concerns. Who do you believe and who has credibility? Asked Count Kelly Helauka. Helauka took issue with Brunel's citing of the petition, noting that names outside the township, including from Korea, invalidated its credibility. He went on to state that various residents, friends and relatives, and named businesses had been intimidated, harassed and hounded into signing the so-called petition. Mayor David Evans prompted Brunel to put forward a motion to wrap up the discussion, and a request for a town hall for proper engagement was made. As the motion required a seconder to move forward, no other council member stepped up, and the motion lay dead on the floor. The current municipal chambers at 130 Balm Beach Road West was built in 1967. Efforts were made in 2014 to explore a new municipal facility to replace it as it reached its end of life. Current council approved a new administration center to be built at 255 Concession 9 East, anticipated for completion in 2027. However, opposition was strong as some residents saw the project as an unnecessary increase to their taxes. Led by resident Karen Zulinik, protests began in October 2023 and continued with in-person delegations at nearly every council meeting. A social media page was established as the hub for opposition, sometimes including heated rhetoric which had been called cyberbullying by those on council, which Zulinik stated were from individuals she had never met, countering it was she who was the victim of cyberbullying. Opposition also increased. Residents poured through documents and reports, scrutinized budgets for unclear items and looked outside help for their cause to stop the build. Frequently, they claimed their voices to stop the build were not being heard by council members. Some members of council engaged protesters within the events for dialogue, including Evans and Count Stefan Walma. However, the opposition stated they felt Brunel was the only one to listen to their pleas, and often applauded his statements in chambers, hugged him during recesses and hushed when he asked them to be respectful. A demand for public engagement was made in spring of 2024, which had already been scheduled on a roadmap for the project. To accommodate, township staff bumped up the proposed town hall engagement and increased it to a three-day public engagement series, which was derided by the opposition. The declined referendum response from Minister Calandra can be viewed on the agenda page on the Township of Tiny website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.